Hey, what's going up, you guys? Welcome back to the Infinity Box Rewatch. I'm your Infinity Boy, Anthony, alongside your Boxman, Brian. Brian, what's going on?
Hello, people.
Hello, indeed. Welcome to the Book of Boba Fett and Peacemaker, both episode 4 podcast. This is easy now. They both have the same amount of episodes, so I don't have to...
I like that.
Yeah, I like that as well. Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about that. But first, as always, news in the news. Brian, the Batman has a running time, and it is massive, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, no, I didn't...
No thoughts from Brian on the runtime. It's 2 hours and 55 minutes, by the way.
I like it.
Yeah.
But I will say... Like, the people that I've spoken with about it are like, oh, that feels long.
See, here's the thing, right? Here's what I want out of movies. Regular movie? Gave me 90 minutes, bro. 90 minutes. That's what... A regular-ass movie? 90 minutes. Any Marvel, DC, superhero kind of shit, I need it to be as long as fucking possible.
The limit does not exist.
I want those movies to be fucking long epics. Except unless you're the Eternals, because they did not use that time correctly.
No.
But anyone else, these recent, like, long-ass, they're all fucking fly-by and are great. That's what I want.
I'm hopeful. When I heard it was that long, I'm like, okay, they're gonna... Because they, you know, it's a new world. They gotta fully flesh it out.
Yeah.
And,
you know, there is a decent amount of villains in this movie. So, you know, gotta each have your own... Like, they'll each, like, there's Penguin, there's Riddler, there's Catwoman. You know, you want to flesh all that shit out.
There are Joker rumors, although I don't know if I buy it.
Yeah. I can see that being, like, a tease for the second one. It's supposed to be a trilogy.
Yeah. See. I hope it's not, like, so Batman Begins. Great movie.
Yeah.
There is a lot of, like, him learning and training to be Batman. This seems like it could have a lot of, like, I'm Batman and I'm brooding for an hour and a half. I hope it's not overkill on that.
I've read that it's a lot of detective noir stuff, which I love. You ever see the movie L.A. Confidential?
Yes.
Great noir film. Love it.
I can get behind it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like...
They haven't done that.
Yeah. No, not at all. So, that would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it. I love our Pats. I think the trailers have looked great. I think the villains have looked great. I like the tone.
And this is longer than all of Nolan's Batman movies, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's the longest Batman movie runtime. Should be the first in trilogy as long as it does well, which I believe it will be doing very well. People love Batman. Even though, as we'll find out later.
Enjoying that, too.
Even though, as we'll find out later, Batman is a pussy.
Yes, he really is.
Yeah. What else we got here on the docket, Brian? Let's see. Godzilla show. HBO Max is putting together a show about Godzilla. You ready for this?
Yeah, you know what I am. I'm not
like Godzilla vs. Kong. I like Godzilla vs. Kong.
I liked it. I was never a big monster movie guy, but I think it's because, like, it was always long, and I always knew it was like, all right, can we just get to the fight already? Yeah. I think I can get behind a show atmosphere.
Yeah. I was always a big Godzilla guy. I loved 98 Godzilla with Matthew Broderick, so.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. And there's so many monsters that, like, I get it. They don't want to commit a full movie to any of them, so easier to do it in a show.
Of course. Like we see in Peacemaker. Is he going to fight a Mothra? Who could say? Who could say? Yeah.
Probably.
Everything goes back to Peacemaker. I love it.
It is the better show we'll be discussing today.
And then, Brian, finally, speaking of discussing a show, this show ended on Christmas Eve, and we never talked about it, I guess because of the holidays and stuff, and we got lost with Book of Boba Fett. But The Wheel of Time ended, and I want to get some thoughts from you as an avid book reader, finished all the books. I want to know your likes, your dislikes, if you thought it represented the books well. I know how many of the I believe this was supposed to be one or two books. I don't know. You should tell us. And the floor is now yours.
if the first two books was the intent, with like some stuff from later on, I liked the finale. They made some big changes though, which were a little weird to me. For example, also spoiler warning for anyone who didn't already get that vibe.
This finale has been out for almost a month, about a month, literally. Yeah. So yeah.
So Moraine at the end gets stripped of her power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which did not happen at this point in the books. Mm-hmm. They killed Loial, the big ogre.
Moraine. That's my guy.
He's like very big in the books for a lot of the books. So
I did see someone was talking to one of the showrunners on Twitter, and he was like, listen, don't assume anyone's dead until they're in the ground.
Yeah, I figure he's coming back, yeah. But to that I'm just like, well, then why kill him? Yeah. And then the whole final battle was totally different. Mm-hmm. Like the eye, when they go to the Eye of the World.
Yes.
I will say that the way they filmed it was awesome, in the sense that, like, you have Rand and he's, you know, like, time is stopping around him.
Yes.
As he does that fight, that was exactly how it's described in the book. Like, everything going on around Rand and the Dark One there, that was, like, picture perfect out of the book. So, they got that right. You know, overall, great first season.
Yeah.
The finale changed some shit, but I get it. You have to, especially when you're turning 14,000 pages into 8 seasons.
No.
You know, you gotta cut stuff.
You gotta take some liberties, I guess, because...
Yeah, some of the changes, like, I'm not really clear why they did it, but they've hit stuff so well so far, like, how I pictured it should look, that it does.
I know that they said, I didn't know this until researching a little bit after I finally finished the show, but the guy who played Matt, like, didn't come back after they started filming again after the COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of why, I don't know, I don't know if he had more to do or if that was actually where they leave him, but I know that, like, he didn't come back and they recast him for season two, so.
Yeah, I know he got recast, which is, it's all right. No one knows
why he didn't come back. Like, people were just like, he's not coming back.
They haven't really said it yet.
Yeah. But they did recast him, so his character will be coming back. But the guy who played, which is a shame. I liked the guy who played Matt. I thought he was a good actor.
Yeah, and Matt's a fun character who goes through some shit later.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the very end, you know, we got a glimpse of sea folk coming.
Yes. The tsunami was really well done. I thought I liked that.
That's a good hint of stuff to come. I think they did a great job so far, so I'm fine with the changes.
Yeah, as a person who did not read the books or know anything about the show, I enjoyed basically everything. I thought they did a great job. I like the casting. The cast was cast was really good. I like everyone. I liked the guy who played the Dark One at the end. Hope to see more of him.
Yeah,
I thought he was really good. I thought he was a really good actor. Thought he was great.
I like Min, the bartender.
Yes. Like her, they kind of show
she's going to be huge.
They show her kind of escaping the battle, so she'll be back.
I'm glad that they included, like, how she can see what happens to people, because that's huge.
Yes. I like the show. Loial needs to come back. I will not rest until I get more Loial.
He has to. I just don't know how, because from reading the books, I don't remember a way to raise the dead, unless they'll just be like, he's not completely dead.
Unless he's just currently injured in that.
Yeah, and they'll just heal him, and it'll take weeks.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked the show a lot. I thought it was good. Ready for season two. I would assume comes out similar. It's supposed to finish filming in February. I was reading all production. So,
yeah.
They'll finish filming in February and be back, I assume, sometime around the same time they're November-ish this year.
And we also got more fantasy. We got the Lord of the Rings trailer.
Yes, the Lord of the Rings little teaser with the date September 2nd, so like early September, I believe it was.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Which, I would assume they'll do Lord of the Rings. Yeah, that makes sense. They'll drop Lord of the Rings and then drop Wheel of Time right after. That'd be pretty, pretty dope.
Yeah. A lot of fantasy in the fall.
Yeah. So, yeah, very excited about that. If you didn't see the teaser trailer, by the way, it looks like it's all CGI. It's not. Those are real shots of, like, fire and lava and shit. So, but that's really cool. But yeah, it's called the Rings of Power, right? It's the super prequel.
I think that was it.
Yeah, before Hobbit, before the film trilogy. It's, I guess, it's gonna tell us how the Rings of Power ever came to be, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah, fresh story. They couldn't just do the Lord of the Rings story again.
No, which is what we were like. Oh, they're just gonna reboot the original Lord of the Rings story and do it as a show. No.
Right.
They're doing the prequel to the prequel.
I'm pumped.
Should be good. You already talking about Book of Boba Fett, Brian?
Yeah, I guess.
Because we are a Cron Pod, and that comes first. That drops on Wednesday.
Ugh. This show, man.
Yeah. I texted you. There's just this over-sense of dread that comes upon me when I turn it on.
And I had to tell you, I was like, just so you know, the first half hour is a flashback.
Yeah. At least it wasn't the Tuskens. I gave it a half a point for not being Tuskens, but yeah.
Yeah.
I need present day. Although you are right, it does seem like he gets out of the tank and he's like, oh, I'm fully healed. I don't need to go in the tank anymore. And I was like, all right. I think Brian's right. I think there's no more flashbacks.
I think so. I think the tank is the flashback.
Yeah.
Because, good God, it's too much.
I did like his little Bantha in this episode, though.
Yeah, the Bantha's cool. So I guess let's dive into this.
Yeah.
Beginning of my notes are, oh good, a fucking flashback. So...
You know what's funny? Some people, like, only like the flashbacks in the show.
How?
They like exposition.
Are they just, like, they love Fett, so they want to know everything that happened until he got here? Ugh, that sounds awful. Well, Fett remembers he wants to get his ship back and he wants to get his armor back. That's basically what happened when he left the Tuskens.
Yes.
I saw people complaining online. They were like, doesn't he know that his armor is not at Jabba's hut or palace?
I mean, he's kind of, he knows that, you know, he went to Jabba's to get Slave One.
Yeah,
if the armor was there, that's just extra, really.
Right, but they were like, because the Jawas took it from him in episode one. They were like, how does he not remember them doing that? Because he was in a...
He was just in the Sarlacc pit, man.
Yeah, you know, he was still woozy from that.
Yeah.
He goes to Jabba's palace, too many guards, so he's hanging out with his Bantha. Waiting for the right time to strike. And he sees these like explosions and something in the distance. Goes to check it out. It's good old Fennec. This is where they meet. And she's near death. So he's like, all right, let me fix her up. Brings her to someone called a modifier at this mod parlor. And they like... Cyborger, pretty much. They fix her with a bunch of machines. And long scene here of just them working on her. And he catches up on basically everything we saw in the flashbacks with the Tuskens and the Pike Syndicate. And she's like, all right, you saved me. I'll help you get your ship back if that's what you want to do. But then let me go. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Let's get the ship back. She catches him up on that Jabba's not in the palace anymore. Bib Fortuna runs it. And he's like, all right, cool. Good to know. And they scout out the place together. She's got like this cool little drone that goes in there and scopes out, you know, the whole setup of the place. And your poor little Bantha, Fett tells it to go away.
Yeah. He's like, go make baby Banthas. And I'm like, that's so cute.
Yeah, he doesn't need any more. He's getting a ship, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they they know the layout. They enter Jabba's palace. They fight with droids for a little bit, which was honestly stupid.
The rat catcher droid.
Yep.
I was happy that, you know, he still has that rat catcher droid. You learn later in the episode.
Yeah. Cute. Some of the droids are fun.
Yeah.
So they go in there. You know, they encounter some difficulty, but essentially they get the ship. And they leave with the ship and Fennec. And Fennec's with him, and she's like, all right, I'm in. I'll help you out for a little bit.
The best part of this was me being like, don't hurt my little piggies.
Piggies were running around. The piggies were fine.
Yeah.
Your little piggy friends. They go back to the Sarlacc pit to, you know, see if they can get his stuff there. Nothing there for him, but they kill the Sarlacc, so he got his vengeance.
Yes.
And here was when Fennec drops the line, you need a Bacta tank to heal up. For all the million people asking, why is he in the Bacta tank? It's like, because he got hurt. You know what? Yeah. Side note. I'm side noting from this because the show sucks. When you're watching TV with someone and something happens in a scene and they're like, oh, why is XYZ happening?
Yeah.
And you know, clearly it's just because they haven't told us yet.
Yes.
Does it fucking bother you that the person's asking when it's obvious?
Yes.
Drives me nuts.
Watch the fucking show.
Like, it gets me more angry than it should. I'm like, they haven't told us. You didn't miss anything. It's been 45 seconds. We'll learn.
Watch the fucking show.
Anyway.
Don't ask me. Ask Dave fucking Filoni, man. I don't know.
Right? Pause it and go look it up. Fett wants to start something called a house.
Yeah. House Fett.
And, he wants to employ Fennec to work with him, and she's like, all right, I mean, you seem cool. We've worked together well so far. And that's the end of the flashback. They're good to work together. Boba gets out of the back to tank. The little voice is like, you are fully healed.
Yep.
And so I'm like, thinking we're done with the fucking flashbacks.
No more fucking flashbacks, thank you.
Then we see my favorite character, Black Chrysanthemum.
I love Black Chrysanthemum.
And he's in the bar. He gets into this vicious bar fight where he just rips people to shreds.
I'm pretty sure he just didn't like that they were having fun, and I love that.
I get that.
Yeah.
And what's her face comes in. I forget her name. The one who runs the bar. Flip.
Yeah.
And he's like, and she gives this whole speech why he shouldn't do it. And then he does it. And I laugh.
Kind of gives like a little backstory to him, which I like a lot.
Yeah. He's like, he's not very well liked, but he is feared.
Yeah.
So he leaves. And Boba Fett's like, oh shit, I could use that. So he goes to ask Black Chrysanthemum if he wants to help him out with some stuff. And Boba Fett then calls like a meeting of the minds of all the people who used to work for Jabba the Hutt. And he's basically like, all right, you don't have to work with me or like me, but also just don't work with the Pike Syndicate because they're a bunch of assholes and I'm out to get them.
Yes.
And everyone's kind of skeptical. They're like, don't tell us what to do. And then Black Chrysanthemum enters and scares the shit out of all of them.
Yep.
And they listen because they're scared of him. And then Fennec tells Boba Fett that they could use some muscle. And the Mandalorian theme plays.
Yep.
And like, for the first time in the show, we're excited.
I know. She goes like, do you have, how's the treasure room? He's like, we got plenty of money and treasure. And she's like, well, maybe we should buy some protection. And then they play the Mandalorian. And I was got old show. I was like, oh, this show's going to be good now.
I hope so. I wonder if halfway through they were like, guys, this show kind of sucks. We need to bring in the Mandalorian.
I know. I had totally forgotten, but I do remember them saying that Pedro Pascal was in the show.
I forgot they said it also.
Yeah, I completely forgot. Mostly because of how off the rails the first four episodes have been.
Yeah, they need him to hone it in. I mean, what, we're more than halfway through now.
Yeah, so seven episodes, next episode's five, yeah.
But, like, my issue is, what's even the story? Like, he needs to get a hold of this town?
So what it seems like is...
Whoever the twins are saying are coming?
The twins, I believe, were leaving because of the Pikes, right? The mayor and the Pikes.
Yes.
So what I believe, and, you know, they set up this nice little backstory with the Pikes, with him, so you hate them even more. But, it seems like this area of Tatooine, where all the people live, there's, like, sectioned off leaders. Mm-hmm. And he is now one of those sectional leaders in, like, Jabba's area. Mossa Issa, or whatever they call it, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, he's basically just saying to these guys, he's like, listen, this is my area, I'm keeping the area. He's like, I'm not trying to come for your area. If you want to help me protect my area, he's like, because if they're coming for my area, they're going to come for your area. And then they were all just like, nah. So he was like, okay, well, listen, I'm going to protect my area, then you just fucking stay out of it. And they were like, okay. So basically he's going to be fighting the Pikes and then for his area, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them. They don't have that many people. Every episode he recruits like one or two people, which is cool. But
right, and
he gets the Rancor, he gets the Piggies, he gets the Black Chrysanthemum, you know, he gets the mod people. Like, he recruits people like every episode, but he still doesn't have enough, you know what I mean?
Right. So and whatever now, this mayor thing Mando, that happens,
you know, it's like
So yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't love it.
I'm excited to see Mando, possibly next episode.
That is the only thing to look forward to, yeah. I think.
And also that flashbacks might be over.
Yeah.
I usually enjoy the present day in Tatooine stuff. So.
Yeah, that stuff's good. I think they're going to hope that we forget about the Rancor and he's going to like appear at the last moment.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, again, like I said, like when he said he wanted to ride him, I was like, oh, that'll be a cool scene when he rides him into battle.
Yeah, it's of course happening.
Yeah. So yeah, let's book a Boba Fett. Maybe it'll be good next week. I hope so.
One of these should be.
Oh. So now we have Peacemaker episode 4, right? 4? Yeah, 4.
Yeah, this is 4. Yeah, 3 last week and 1 today.
How's the dance coming along? You know most of it?
It's better. The song is just so fun.
It's so good.
And the show is just so much better. I like Wednesdays, I'm like, ugh, Boba Fett episode. Thursdays, I'm like, hell yeah.
Thursdays, like, fuck yeah, it's Thursday, baby.
Yep. Alright, so where'd this one start off? They're leaving the senator's place.
Yes.
It's called The Chode Less Traveled, this episode. And they killed the senator and the rest of the butterflies there.
Peacemaker, they leave the senator. Peacemaker here is a big part of the episode. He says he killed the butterfly. He shot it. And yep. They go, oh, it would have been nice for you to capture it so we could study it.
Yeah, would have been.
Interesting.
They have Judo Master captured.
Yep.
So they leave there. They go back to their, you know, headquarters. And Mern and Peacemaker argue a little bit about, you know, the project in general. And again, Peacemaker's like, I'm not just going to kill any kid you tell me to kill. So they don't get along very well. And the rest are just kind of like decompressing from the night before. You know, they have random funny conversations. But big part of the episode, Peacemaker and Vigilante take a drive to Peacemaker's dad's house. So he doesn't, and Peacemaker does not know that his dad is in jail yet. So they show up, he's knocking on the door, he's avoiding the annoying old man neighbor.
People think he might be the Batmite.
The neighbor?
Yeah.
People really just dive into things, don't they?
Yep.
Pretty sure it was a one-off reference, but now I hope he's the Batwing. His dad's obviously not there. His dad's in jail. So Peacemaker gets inside. He steals all of the helmets that we saw from one of the other episodes. And we see the white dragon costume that his dad wore whenever he was a supervillain for a time, mm-hmm. according to Vigilante. Yes. And this is when Peacemaker rips on Batman, which I love.
Yes. Where's your coterie of supervillains?
Yeah. He's like, you know how many people have died because Batman's too much of a pussy to just kill these villains? They just go in jail and escape again.
And he mentions the Joker, you know, stupid clown fuck ego.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
No.
So Peacemaker finds out that his dad is in jail, that they switched the fingerprints and everything, and he is pissed off.
Yeah. Again, I mean, kind of a stupid move by an economist.
Yeah. It could have been anyone else. Yeah. So Peacemaker's going to jail to talk to his dad, and Murn is like, someone has to go stop him. Like, his dad's a piece of shit. We can't let him get captured. Go and stop him, and he sends Leodix. He's like, you're the only one he likes. So she goes there. She talks to him. Basically tells him his dad's a piece of shit. Yeah. And his dad's even a piece of shit to him. So why does he care?
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, but he's still my dad. So let me just go figure it out. So he wants to go in and talk to him. And he does. I don't really get why his dad hasn't already just gone and said, take my fingerprint, get me out of here.
Yeah. Well, so he tells him, and his dad's a piece of shit. He's like, wow, I'm going to rat you out. And then Peacemaker is just like, listen, just wait till I finish this mission, and then I will come, and I will turn myself in, and you can get out of here, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, he's like, well, I'm going to go tell Miss Song right now, or whatever, but like,
yeah.
I guess she's just busy. And so he's just like, all right, whatever. I'll just enjoy my time being the best white supremacist in prison. But then later with the whole Vigilante thing, he's like, oh, I'm busting this out right now.
Yeah. Well, that seems great.
Yeah.
But yeah, he talks to his dad about it. He tells him he'll come and sort it out after. So Peacemaker leaves jail. He talks to Vigilante and Yoda were chatting. And she's basically like, I don't think this dude's ever going to be, you know, able to leave his dad alone until his dad's, like, dead or something.
Yeah.
And Vigilante's like, huh. Okay. So he goes and gets himself arrested by just trashing the place while the cops are watching. My
favorite fucking scene, bro. He there's just a bunch of corrections officers outside eating lunch, and he sees this big garbage can, and he pulls it for like 5 minutes across the lunch area to the window, and he throws it at the window.
Yep, and it doesn't even break; it just shatters a little.
A little bit of the glass, yeah.
So he gets arrested. And then he wants to basically kill Peacemaker's dad.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Judo Master escaped from where they had him tied up.
Yes.
And he fucked up Economos.
Yeah.
pretty badly.
Yeah. Kicked him right in the chest.
Right in the chest. So yeah, him and Judo Master and Peacemaker fight for a little bit as Peacemaker chases him.
Rematch, motherfucker!
Yeah, they're both pretty good fighters.
Yeah.
Judo Master's quicker, Peacemaker's stronger. Typical fight. And all of a sudden, Judo Master gets shot right in the goddamn chest.
As he's talking about it, he's like, you don't understand the butterflies, and then he gets shot.
Yep. Poor guy. By Leota.
Yeah.
Look at her coming into her own.
There you go.
And
she had like a scene where she like apologized to Harcourt. She was like, "I've never shot a gun or never killed a person. It's big for me." She's like,
"Yep."
Harcourt's just like, "Fucking do it, idiot."
Yeah, pretty much. Harcourt is no shit. This is also when Peacemaker goes back to his place and relaxes, and we see that he has the butterfly alive.
Yes. Smoking some weed with it.
Yeah. right into the little jar.
Yeah.
Murren then rips the squad apart for the vigilante plan for him going to kill Peacemaker's dad.
He goes like, "I put it in his head. I didn't tell him to do it, but I put it in his head."
But yeah.
So Murr's like, "We have to release him. We have to get him out of the system and back on into the streets." But not before one of the best scenes.
Vigilante ripping them apart.
Yes, and then kicking their asses.
Yeah, he mocks the shit out of them, and I was cracking up.
Dude, it was so funny. Because they're white supremacists, so he's just like, "Can we just go around the table and list everyone's favorite African American
contribution
to society?" And then he's like, "Rock and roll music, you know." He's like, "You know, without blah blah blah." He's like, "There would never be any." And then they're just like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And then he kicks all their asses one by one. It was great.
Yeah, they try to fuck him up, but they fail miserably.
Yeah.
He does not fight Peacemaker's dad because Augie's like, "I'm not dumb. I'm not gonna."
Yes, because it was beautiful. Makes sense because all of them went after him first.
Yep.
So Vigilante could just claim self-defense. But Peacemaker's dad's like, "I'm not going after you." He's like, "So you could claim self-defense and, you know, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
And exactly. So they just, they both got handcuffed and sent to their cells. When Peacemaker's dad was just like, "I want to talk to Officer Song, you know, blah, 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 blah." So next episode, that'll probably be important.
Yep. And meanwhile, Murren got Vigilante released.
Yes.
But he's out of jail.
Yeah.
Then at the end here, I wanted to mention it because it's awesome. Yeah. Whatever the song is, House of Pain.
Yeah.
Was the song playing at the end. Mm-hmm. Digging the music in this show every week.
Dude, the music of the show is incredible. And the way they use it. Well, we should know from James Gunn and the way he interloops music with Guardians of the Galaxy in the past and stuff like that. That is going to be very important. But, oh man, so fucking good, bro.
Yeah. House of Pain by Faster Pussycat. That was the song at the end that I was digging.
Yeah, so they just do a little, like, montage of where everyone is. So it's like, Economist is looking after Shot Judo Master, and Latoya was doing some digging. Harcourt was drinking. They ask... Peacemaker finds her at the bar and asks what's in the file about like him and his dad and his brother and stuff like that.
Yeah, we learn more about his brother.
We learn that his brother died as a child and Peacemaker was involved, and we see Peacemaker crying and dancing to the song with Eagly and the butterfly, and he ends up like cradling a picture of him and his brother as kids on the floor. And It's very good emotional scene. Like the Cena kills it here, you know.
Yeah,
awesome. He has in every episode, but it's been really good. And then the song stops, Brian, and Adebayo, Latoya, she finds something, and she's like, "You should come in here. I found something." And Murr is like, "Okay, I'll be right there." But he's sitting very stoically, and he picks up the bowl, and you know what's happening here, Brian.
Yep.
He picks up the goo bowl, and his little tongue comes out, and he's a fucking butterfly, and that's how the episode ends.
Yep. Crazy. Butterfly Murren.
Now, do you think he's always been a butterfly, or do you think that he picked it up at the senator's house?
I think he picked it up there.
Okay, yeah, me too. But, yeah, I guess we'll learn more about Murr the butterfly. Great episode this week. Great end to the episode. Everyone in the show is killing it. Just,
you know what I wondered? Maybe you know this on the TikTok.
Yeah.
So they killed the senator.
Yeah.
And they captured the butterfly in his head.
Yeah.
Did the wife and kids not have butterflies in their heads?
I'm sure they did. I guess you just didn't see. If you remember from the episode previously, he was kind of laying there for a while, the body. And they kind of got in that fight with Judo Master, and they were captured and stuff like that. So, yeah, maybe one of those butterflies, that egg, that's where he might have picked it up, right? One of the butterflies got out of one of their heads and went to her. So, yeah.
You know, it's good. I mean, it also just on a podcast talking about these two shows, it's just night and day how much more fun one is than the other two.
I mean, come on. And honestly, like, listen, we've seen a lot of Star Wars world building and not a lot of DC world building, which is crazy considering DC has been around for like over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I just absolutely love this like world building that they're doing here. Like, the show is great. The acting, the story is fun. The comedy, everything's hitting. But also the fact that they're able to build this world out a little bit, finally, you know, I've enjoyed it a lot. Like, we've seen a lot of, to this point, Star Wars building out their world in the past few years with Mando and the anthology series and stuff like that. So, like, the anthology movies. So, I'm just more excited to see DC world building more than another Star Wars, you know, world built.
So, yeah, same.
I say that as I absolutely cannot wait to see the Ahsoka series, but whatever.
Hopefully the other Star Wars series are better.
Yeah. I have no... Dude, I can't see how I won't love, like, Obi-Wan or Ahsoka or...
Right.
Mando Season 3. Like, I do feel like this is just not something that we were looking for in this show.
Yeah,
in the Boba Fett show.
Yep.
But yeah. That's it for this week. Two episodes, one great, one very mediocre to bad. I would say it was bad until the Mando song played, really.
Yeah.
And then I got a little like,
That's exciting, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll be back next week with episode 5 for both shows. Hopefully some Mando, some more good shit from Peacemaker. With that said, make sure you follow us on Twitter at InfinityBoxRW. That's where all the tweets are. That's where the polls are. That's where the good stuff is. Check out the podcast on all the podcast apps. You know, the one you're listening to on right now, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes Radio. I Love the Radio, iTunes, the Radio. All those good places. And then check out my wrestling podcast at TIR Wrestling on Twitter. Say Podcast Apps Plus Spotify for that one. Brian, anything else before we get out of here?
Nah, I got nothing for these people.
Alrighty, that's it. We'll see you next week for episode 5 for both of these shows. Have a good week. We will see you. Wow, it's January next week, January 31st. Crazy. Alright, we'll see you then. See you the last day of January. Bye.
Later.